The one downside for me, I just realized that I'm going to miss the great Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. But Guy Gordon is kind enough to sit in for me on that Tuesday, July 12th, the day we're flying out, or at least Sophie and I are flying out, July 12th. Kim and the rest of the kids are going a little earlier. But the day after my golf classic, we will head out. But I feel bad because Jim Fitterling, chairman, president, CEO of Dow, has always been so supportive of our golf tournament, which is coming up July 11th. And I always try to be very supportive of his Dow Great Lakes Bay Invitational. And so we will continue to support it. It's just that we won't be able to be there in person, but Guy Gordon will be Tuesday, July 12th for that broadcast. Meanwhile, they're making some changes out at Metro Airport and specifically Delta, and I'm not sure who else, but I'm about to find out about this new technology being tested at Metro Airport that uses facial recognition to provide your flight information on a big screen. WJR Senior News Analyst Lloyd Jackson is here to explain all of this to us. Good morning, Lloyd.
Good morning, Paul W. Yeah, the airport of the future is here, but that's if you want to participate in the new technology. If you're flying out of the McNamara Terminal at Detroit Metro Airport, you can check out a special departure board for your flight info just by looking at the board, which will use facial recognition to show travelers their flight information, but you have to opt into the new technology, which is being tested in Detroit by Delta Airlines. Now, the technology is called Parallel Reality, and up to 100 passengers can get their flight information all at once, walking past this large screen in Concourse A near the Delta Sky Club. Now, if you and your passengers, just say, Paul, are standing next to each other and you're looking at the departure board, you both will be able to see your information for your respective flights. Delta said in a statement that customers already rely on personalized navigation via their mobile devices, but this is enabling a public screen to act as a personal one, removing the clutter of information not relevant to you to empower a better journey. Now, the new technology was previewed back in January at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. Delta invested in the company that provides the technology. This applied scientists about 3 years ago. So if you want to participate in the trial run at Detroit Metro in the McNamara Terminal, you have to just scan your boarding pass on the boarding pass scanner and select the language you want as you walk through this big parallel reality experience arch. It has digital sensors in it. Now, customer information is not stored. You can get personalized flight information from this. You can get updates. You can get boarding times, where the nearest Delta Sky Club is located, your upgrade status, or your standby status. Now, some passengers, Paul, will feel that this new technology is a little creepy, a little intrusive. But you can still find the information the old-fashioned way by just the regular displays at the airport or on your cell phone.
Well, I tell you what, I love the Delta app. I have the Delta app, and I think it's fabulous. And if I can use it without any trouble, anybody can. But what I really like is sitting on the plane and the app beeping me and telling me my bag just got on the plane. In those rare occasions when I have to check a bag, and I'm going to have to check a bag going to Rome in a week. I just can't carry enough on the carry-on. I like carry-on. But it will tell me when the bag makes it on the plane. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking it's very comforting to see that happen because I worry about my bags making. But now I'm saying to myself, what if it doesn't tell me that my bag made the plane? Then on the entire trip to Rome, I'm going to be worried that I don't have my luggage. I never thought of that until just now. Uh-huh. I try to accentuate the positive, as you know. Here's the other thing, and Marie and I are looking at each other going, when you do this and you choose to participate, scan your boarding pass, all of that, and it's up on a big screen, does that mean everyone standing around me gets to see all of the information?
No, just you, right, Lloyd? Just you.
Yeah. Just you.
How is that possible?
Because of the facial recognition, I think.
Yeah.
I know, exactly. But then it goes up on a big screen. How is it that I'm not going into a tunnel to do this? How is it that no one standing by me or next or anything else can't look up and see my big screen?
Some type of digital pixels that they use. It's
It's magic, okay? It's just
and
flat
we don't
out
need
magic.
To wear we don't need to wear special goggles or anything.
No, no. 3D glasses.
They had a picture of it actually. I've seen a picture of this, and there's a woman standing in front of it, and it says, "Hello, Liz. Thank you for flying blah blah blah." And then it has her gate with the arrow pointing which direction she's got to go in. Her flight number, all the stuff she needs to know.
Wow.
Destination.
That's
it
incredible.
Is really.
That's really
and like you said, Lloyd,
tech.
It's creepy.
It's well, yeah,
high tech, yeah.
It can't be, you know.
My luck, I'm going to stand in front of it, and it's going to say, "Hi, Liz." So anyway, I'm sure that this all works. They wouldn't be trying to do it, and if Delta, pretty smart company, decided to buy into this technology a few years ago, they must really believe in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, man. You know, all the great stuff is always previewed at the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. So, you know, they saw it and went for it.
The parallel reality experience created in partnership with Misapplied Sciences?
Yes.
That's a very interesting.
Paul, we're going to be like the Jetsons pretty soon. We're going to be flying in cars.
Yeah, I've been waiting for that for a long time.
And Lloyd, it says 100 customers are like testing this out to see how it works. Did it say at all, or do you know when like regular travelers like Paul, when are they going to be able to use this?
You can use it right now. You can just
if I get in before the 100 before the 100 people get in.
Oh, yeah.
They're limiting it to 100. Now that we've talked about it on the radio and I haven't tried to get in, I probably won't be able to get in. But I don't care.
Your app. You're good.
I love my app. My Delta app is very useful.
As long
very
as it tells you where your bag is.
Make sure it's on the plane, all that stuff.
Yep.
Yeah. But this is good, this new technology. It's a whole new world, kids. We're looking forward to seeing how that all works out. And we're hoping that for all the airlines that they can somehow recover a very tough time. They let people go. Now they need people. They're trying to hire like crazy. I don't want to be welcome to your flight, ladies and gentlemen. You might be interested to know this is the first time I've ever flown a plane.
First flight.
I don't. This is my first flight. I'm more excited than you are. Where are we going? Rome. Is that in Italy? Yeah. So anyway, I don't think it's going to be like that.
It's the boot place. It looks like a boot.
It looks like a boot.
Your Captain so Orville Wright. Yeah, not good.
My Captain Orville Wright. And that's funny. Rick Sylvain, the travel writer, God bless him, long ago at the Free Press, he said that was the most often asked question when people would call him and ask a question. Rick, is Italy the boot-shaped country? You know, so he just would say, yes, Italy is the boot-shaped country. But, you know, Rick was a kidder.
Oh, wow.
He's a kidder.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Lloyd.
Thank you, Paul W.
Appreciate it. Lloyd Jackson, WJR Senior News Analyst. Big news out at Metro Airport and Delta Airlines. Kind of exciting. Come be a part of the most trusted and reliable transportation company in all of Michigan. Meet new people, stay busy, and earn extra cash by driving for Metro Cars. They are the gold standard, you know, Metro Cars. Interested in driving or know of a suitable candidate? Apply in person or call Metro Cars at 734-946-1705 for more information. This is a great family. You join them at Metro Cars. Be a part of the family of Laith, Hermuz, and all these other great drivers that we get to meet that are really, really good and looking out for you. Again, apply in person or call Metro Cars at 734-946-1705. 734-946-1705 for more information. It is 745 at 760 WJR.